Good evening, ladies and
Love
gentlemen.
Talk
Good
Radio.
Evening, and welcome to your No Show. And is that not very appropriate for our discussion this evening? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ever go, the look of love. And that is, in fact, what we are talking about during this month of love, during this love month. Good evening. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and welcome to your No Show. February is Love Month for us, and in appreciating and recognizing the Divine Feminine, the No-Show is pleased to present three powerful women who will aid us in discovering our own inner child via the first ICLP method, and then, secondly, how to tap through EFT our way into a space and place of love, peace, joy, understanding, and contentment. And then finally, how to heal ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally by throwing ourselves passionately into our work with the intent of achieving our goals, establishing boundaries, and setting realistic goals for ourselves and for those within our circle of influence. We are so excited that you decided to spend some of your LPEs, your life's precious energy, with us this evening. This Wednesday, this evening, we are joined by our dear friend, Reverend Mercedes Guzman, minister and social activist, creator of the ICLP system that teaches us how to heal our inner child, regardless of how old we are, how long we have been challenged, or what those challenges are or were. You will learn valuable techniques for overcoming your challenges, learning how to interact with challenging individuals, and no, Lord knows, I want to hear that part, definitely, and to even see yourself from a perspective that allows you to change from who you were to who it is that you want to be and to achieve your personal and professional goals. Mercedes also works with my dear friend, Dr. Barbara King, in Atlanta, Georgia, and Mercedes is the Minister of Cultural Relations at Hillside Chapel in Atlanta, Georgia. We are so pleased and thankful and grateful to have her with us this evening. Mercedes Guzman, good evening, my dear friend, and welcome home, because I know that you've been traveling, as you always do. You came back, though, to that phenomenal husband of yours and those beautiful children, and now you are here with us. Good evening, Mercedes. How are you?
Good evening, brother. I am very happy to be here. It's an honor and a pleasure to be in your show, to share some beautiful moments with you, and know that there is out there some beautiful people that are listening to, and I am just I feel very blessed. Thank you, brother.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. This is not our first time together. We have been together many times before, and we will be together many times forward in the future, because the information that you have to share with us is so useful to our audience, and it is so helpful to people to know how to change from whatever it is that is not working in their lives. Well, first of all, to identify what is not working in their lives, to then figure out why. You know, we are a species, we are a people, Mercedes, that we always want to know why. I mean, you know, obviously we'd like for it to stop, whatever it is that is going on, if we can make that happen. But if we can't, then what we want to know then is, why is it happening, and what can I then do about it to not ever allow it to come back again? So let's park here for a moment, and let me just ask you to share with us what the ICLP technique is, and how it is that you came about it, and how it is used with people to help them go from where it is that they are and the challenges and mistakes that they're making to where it is that they want to be. Tell us what it is first, please.
Okay, well, the ICPL is Inner Child Love Process. It's really a process when you don't understand what is going on in your life, like you were saying, and you want to know. Many times behind those "I want to know what" is, we don't have love for ourselves. We don't understand why we act in a certain way. We don't even have an idea that what you are experiencing with your son, with your husband, with your boss, with your own body, with your money, with your relationship, your health, has to do a lot with what you accepted when you were a child. These mm-hmm. become cycles, patterns that you don't know that they are running your life, they are governing your life, and you are trying to be positive, you're trying to pray, you're trying to do anything good, and then you ended up many times feeling like a loser, feeling like a, mm-hmm. without hope, because you don't understand that these are patterns that are ingrained in your subconscious mind, and you don't have any idea what is it. And through so many years talking to people, coaching them, I came about with myself. I started with myself. Let's put it very clear. I was in a verge of becoming a crazy lady because I couldn't understand why I was reacting the way I was reacting. I didn't like myself. I hated myself. And people liked me because I am a very positive woman. But at that time, I didn't like myself. And I asked God, God, help me. This is crazy. And then I met a guy that did a childhood regression. And he took me into a journey back into my childhood. And then I realized why I was doing the things that I didn't like to do, but I couldn't help myself. And since then, I asked God, God, help me to help. And, you know, when you ask and you are willing to do whatever it takes, it's a roller coaster, but you learn by experience, you learn by falling down and getting up, you learn by bruising yourself in the process. And I started in 1997 with this process with myself, and in 2004 I decided to start teaching the community, the Latino community here in Atlanta, and one thing took me into another one, and I didn't know exactly that I will be creating a process, an inner child love process. It wasn't my thing. It was showing to me. It was shown. And the more I studied, the more I coach people, the more I had sessions, the more I had the childhood regressions, the more it was very clear to me what I was going to be doing. And now I can tell you I've been helping thousands of people around the world with their inner child, because many times, brother, we fantasize our childhood. Oh, we had I had a great childhood. Don't take me there. I don't want to go there. And then when we go back there and we allow our inner child to speak up, then we realize, wow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But that's how the ICPL was created.
That's how you got started with it. And isn't it interesting, Mercedes, that had you not gone through that in the first place, then you would not be able to speak and teach and help people to change because they know and they believe what you are saying. They know that what you are sharing with them is real. And in knowing that it is real, then they are able to feel your energy from that. So that's why in all of the world's Bibles, whether it's the Quran or the Kabbalah or the Bhagavad Gita, all of the world's Bibles say the same thing. They just say it in a different way. But it's said in the King James Version of one of those Bibles, had it not been for the trouble that I had in my life, I would not be where it is that I am now. And it was good, therefore, for me that I had trouble. So, but I want for everybody to understand what we're saying. we know that while you are going through that trouble, you know, it's hell in the hallways. The wind is blowing, the rain is falling, the lightning is striking at certain places all around your physical unit, and you are scared. Matter of fact, you're not even scared, you're scurred, S-C-U-R-R-E-D. But going through that, and many of you who are listening to us right now are going through something. And that's why we have programs like this and why we invite people like Mercedes Guzman to come and let you know that you don't have to stay where it is that you are. You can move from there to where it is that you want to be, but you have to know where you want to go. You have to know what you want for that to look like. You have to know that you want to show up as a positive energy of love and life that Spirit has given to you. And then knowing that, you can use a process like the ICLP that that Mercedes Guzman has crafted and created through the God force within her to then change some things around. Mercedes, you mentioned a couple of things that I want for us to talk about. You mentioned the power of your subconscious mind, and there's a book that was written by Dr. Joseph Murphy, one of the first books that I read, called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. But would you park there for a moment and share with our listeners how it is that the subconscious mind can impact us both positively and negatively, and continue bringing situations into our life that we don't want, but that continue to happen. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Of course. As a matter of fact, that's one of my favorite books. It helped me to transform my life. It is amazing. I highly recommend that book. But your subconscious mind, and this is where I had a lot of problems, because the subconscious mind, when it's reprogrammed to feel defeated, when it's programmed to feel that you're not good enough, many people, for example, say, okay, I'm going to start repeating this affirmation, but by the end of the week, they're feeling so bad because nothing was created. And I realized through studies, and now you can Google this, the frontal lobe of a child, that is where the conscious resides, is not developed mm-hmm. till they are 6 years old, okay? From mm-hmm. 0 to 6, a child cannot tell their parents, what you are doing to my mother or what you are doing to my father is hurting me. A child that is being told you're not good because you messed up your room or you did this bad cannot tell you, no, I am good, but what I did is not right. They can't. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the subconscious mind starts programming to believe certain things about yourself that are not true. And that's why we have such a hard time trying to be the best. But what happened is that our subconscious mind is so programmed into the negative that your mind, because right now there is some study that show that the mind is 940,000 faster than our words. The moment that you're feeling sad or lonely or depressed, you didn't know that 1,000 thoughts went into your mind, and your mind tend to make you believe that that's the way that you're going to stay forever. And that's why when you're having a problem, you feel that that's it, that that's the end. And I remember in 2012, in January 2012, as a matter of fact, today I was reading my journal, and I was feeling so sad, brother, because I something that had happened to me that I was not expecting the way it was. But I knew at that time, and I reading my own words, I feel so sad, God, where are you? And but I said, but I know that you are there, and you're gonna put me through this. And it was many days in January 2012 that I was feeling so down. And I remember one thing that I created at that time. It was compassion for myself. Okay, and I'm telling everyone, you have to have compassion for yourself when you're going through any hard moment, and don't allow your mind to tell you that you're going to stay there forever, because that's the problem. And when we feel that we are going to be there forever by the law of attraction, by the law of cause and effect, we tend to attract more of the same. That's why it's so important to love your inner child, to talk to that little girl or that little boy and say, we're going to break this cycle, sweetie. We're not going to stay here. And then try to make your brain work in the right and left brain to work. Maybe your right brain is telling you this is hard, this is not going to go anywhere. And then your right brain can say, it's okay, we're going to go through this, you know? And then we start working with our brain, and is our inner child with our adult, or we are talking to our inner child, or our inner child can be talking to us. You can choose. That's the love process. When you use imagination, like Albert Einstein say, imagination is more important than knowledge. Mm-hmm. And when you start using your imagination, you can reprogram the subconscious mind. And then the subconscious mind is where God resides, where all the ideas are. And then if you reprogram that subconscious mind to love, to compassion, to greatness, then all the hidden treasures are going to be and come to you. And the windows of heaven are going to be open, and you're going to be able to receive. That's why it's so important that when you're going into those moments of there's no way out, you hold yourself up, love that inner child of you, and say, this too shall pass, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And while we are here, Mercedes Guzman, discussing the capabilities of our inner spirit to give us whatever it is that we want, while we are here talking about the three phases of mind. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard Mercedes Guzman talking about the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the superconscious mind, or the God mind. The conscious mind is the mind that I am speaking to you with right now. But the superconscious mind, that God mind, knows everything and is waiting for the other phases of us to then interact with it so that we can then move forward. But, you know, in order to get where it is that we are wanting to go, we always have to let go and let God. We have to give up something in order to get that which we say we want. Now, that's important, because I said we say we want, because a therapist, one of my therapists from many, many, many years ago, a very wise young man, said to me, whenever it was that I would say to him, Mercedes, that I wanted to do this or I wanted to do that, and I wanted to go here and I wanted to go there, he would ask me this question. And I want for all of us to park on this, because this is a good question to ask yourselves. He would say to me, okay, Robert, I hear you saying what you want, but how would we know? Four words, how would we know? And I said, well, you would know, because I just told you. I told you I want to do this and I want to. No. He would say, how would we know? We know by the actions that coincide with what it is that you're saying that you want. So, Mercedes, I want to back up for a moment, and I want for you to share with people that you haven't always had this golden spoon in your mouth. that you haven't always been a child of privilege. And see, because people know that you are traveling all over the world now and speaking to people in multi-faceted languages and living the good life and what have you, they may think that that was always your experience. And I like to always have people to know, especially those who are experiencing challenging times, to let them know that they don't have to always have that going on in their lives. So Mercedes, has your life always been this wonderful?
Oh, I wish, brother. But, you know, I was born in a third world country. My parents mm-hmm. didn't have an education, and because of that, parents tend to make younger kids to work for the family. And I worked at the marketplace selling eggs, selling food on the street. I had to grow up to be an adult when I was a little girl. And we didn't have that, like, for example, when someone do something good, they say, oh, you did a good job. Here is a dollar for your job. No, we didn't have that. My parents were raised by parents that were very hard with them, okay? Mm. And they couldn't mm-hmm. break the cycle, and they did it to us. They were very hard on us. They mm-hmm. taught us honesty. They taught us to be good to others, but they were very hard on us. They would mm-hmm. spank us, humiliate us in front of people. And
yes.
And I grew up feeling that I was not good enough. And I always mm-hmm. was very angry. I was very angry to my parents, to my mother, why she would do that to us. And there was a moment in my life that I was 12 years old, and I just say, just hit me, mother. I will never cry again. And I promised myself that I will not cry. And I remember that I closed my heart at that moment, because that's what children do. They don't understand why mother and father are mad or why they are doing or saying things. And what we do, we close our heart. And and then we start assuming things as a little kid. And we worked from Monday to Sunday. We went to school. I was very privileged to. I was accepted in a non-school, and I had the best mm-hmm. education. And I think that was one of my biggest gifts, the education, because education free you. And and I remember, from Sunday to Monday, we will have to work. After school, we will have to go walk. Every day we walk to school, and then we walk to the supermarket, and then we walk back to the house at 4 o'clock, and we were not allowed to do homework till we finished the work that we had to do at the marketplace. And to play, it was just a few hours that you can play. And you could play if you finish what you're supposed to do. And I remember growing up feeling that there was no time to play. I had to be working. I had to be working. And when I had my kids, to sit myself many times, because I couldn't watch a movie with them. I couldn't relax, because growing up, I had to be working all the time. My mother didn't like us seeing us just sitting there. It was, no, you have to clean. Mm-hmm. You have to do dishes. You have to do this. And I had to overcome many of the paradigms about money, about the diversity of people. For example, there is rich people and poor people. That is a huge programming that many of us that grew up in poor families have. And and to overcome that about money is a big thing. And yes, I have to go through a lot of things, brother, in order for me to be where I am. And I know that this is temporary too. I know God has many other dreams that he will fulfill. But it wasn't that all the time. I had to go through a lot of hardship in my life. Yes.
That's right. And I know that you have, because you and I are very good friends, and we have spoken on numerous occasions. And so what I'm wanting for our listening audience to know, though, for those who are going through some challenges right now, for those of you who are not being understood, for those of you who are in spaces and places that you don't know why you're there, I just want for you to know that it's okay. You see, it's okay, because you are not going to be there permanently. You are only there temporarily. But Mercedes Guzman and others have programs that will help you to understand how to move forward. And the ICLP, the Inner Child Love Process, is one of the ways that you can do that. The other thing that I want for you to know is that, as Anthony Robbins says, Tony Robbins says, the past does not equal the future. Your past does not equal your future unless you deem it so. But you can, by knowing that that God force is within you, by knowing that there is something else for you to do, a different life for you to live, you can come up and out and over. And it doesn't mean that you forget from whence you came, though. Because that's what Mercedes is doing now. She's going back into those spaces and into those places and teaching. One other thing that I heard you say that I want to make note of for our listening audience, Mercedes, and that is, you talked about your parents and how they were really hard on you all, and they were wanting the best for you, and in their own way, they were loving you, but they were really, really hard upon you, and you all probably decided that you would not treat your children that way, right? You probably said, let me tell you, if I ever, did I say ever, have a child, that child will not know what it is that you all have put me through, because it was hell. But here's the caveat, guys. Regardless of what your parents or anyone else for that matter has put you through, everybody is doing the very best they can with what they have right now. And if they knew how to do better, they would do better. Now, I didn't say that they shouldn't do better. Please understand me. But I am saying that everybody is doing the best that they can with the knowledge, with the awareness of spirit, and the guidance and the direction that they know. Mercedes, would you care to address that for a moment?
Yes, and one of the things that I tell my clients every time that they come is that we're not going to go and judge mommy or daddy. We are going to understand what do that little boy and little girl went through. And the moment that we understood, because many times that I have had brothers that come to me and they said, I didn't experience that. What happened is that it's not what really happened. It's how you experienced what was happening at home. Okay, this is very important. Yes, our parents did our best. And when we understood what happened to us, we have more understanding about what happened to our parents. Every time that I have a client to me, I always ask for the mother and father's name, and then their grandparents. And then I ask the question, how was the relationship between your grandfather and your grandmother? And they said, bad. Okay, and I said, your father was there. Okay, and then we go into the mother's side. How was the relationship between your grandfather and your grandmother and your mother's side? More or less, whatever. And then I take them into a continuing, and I said, you see, that's what your mother couldn't give you what you needed. That's what your dad couldn't. And they have a more understanding. Remember at the beginning you say many people want to know why. Well, when they come to me, they understand so clearly why. The why. And then I give them techniques that they can use to reprogram the subconscious mind and get into the higher mind that you were talking about, the powerful mind of God. And yes, our parents did the best, but the most important thing is to understand really what happened. I, for example, a person came and he was very upset because she was very upset. I'm sorry, it was a lady. She was very upset because her husband all of a sudden told her that he had a daughter, but the daughter was before the marriage. And she was feeling so bad, but so bad. And she said, Mercedes, I don't know if I can continue in my marriage. And I said, how is your relationship with your husband? And she said, beautiful, but I don't know if I can continue. This is so painful. And then when we did the chart, she saw that in the father's side, there were kids that were not from the marriage, and even in the mother's side, meaning that she was fulfilling other pattern, the same pattern in her marriage. And and then it was so clear for her that she needed to continue with her husband, and that she was closing this cycle of her grandparents with love. And that she will be open. She was open because what happened is that she went through the same thing when she was a child with her dad and with her grandparent. And that was storing her subconscious mind. It was so painful. And then years later, 30 years later, the cycle repeated with her own husband. And that's what she put in. It was so painful for her because she was carrying that from her grandparents and her parents. And we had a beautiful session, and she was so feeling so released. And she said, Mercedes, I see it clearly now. And that's what I do. And really, it doesn't have to do nothing with your parents. It's to understand what really went through.
Sure. That's right.
Your grandparents, yes.
That's right. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and our guest this evening is Mercedes Guzman. And I want for Mercedes to share with you where it is that you can contact her, how you may go about emailing and up onto her website, so that you can directly and personally reach out and touch, and whether it's for yourself, for your children, those of us who have grandchildren, or if it is for someone else that you are hearing something that you're resonating with and you're wanting for other people to be helped by this, you may contact her directly. Mercedes, what is your website address, please, and where would you like for people to contact you?
Okay, it's innerchildwellness.com, innerchildwellness.com, or you can add me in Facebook, Mercedes Guzman, or Twitter, Talk to Mercedes, talk like I were talking, the number two, Mercedes, and I am on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and my website, Inner Child Wellness. Yes.
The girl is connected. She is connected.
You can find me in YouTube too. I have a YouTube channel too. Yes. Mercedes.
And that's a great point. That's a really great point, because if you go up to YouTube, folks, and you put in Mercedes, Mercedes, and then Guzman, Guzman, then it will come up and you can actually see her sharing this information and talking with you. And even though she's talking in general, you will find that it is applicable to whatever it is that you are challenged with at the time. And there are no accidents in life. You are right where you are supposed to be right now. If you were wondering, and I have friends who are sitting in a phenomenal little restaurant over in Memphis, Tennessee, who actually called in as well and said, listen, we just want to check in with you because we're liking this good stuff, and we want to, even though we're sitting here and having our gumbo and all of that, we're not going to say anything, but we are listening. And so that's the importance of knowing the type of information that can come to you. And whenever it is that the student is ready, the teacher will appear. That simply means that whenever it is that you're wondering about something, whenever it is that you're trying to figure something out, continue wondering about it. Continue trying to figure it out, because then on the television set or on a radio program like The No Show, you will hear a Mercedes Guzman, a Robert McMillan say something that you can relate to, that you then know that the aha light comes on, and you are then moving in the direction of the good that Spirit has in store for you. So please, once again, Mercedes Guzman is our guest today, and we are excited about this process of dealing with the inner child love process, is what she calls it. And it doesn't mean that you have to be regressed back to your childhood and to deal with little Frankie and little Susie who pulled your pigtails, or in my case, pulled my hair. That's probably why I'm bald now, right? So if I got to blame it on somebody, I can blame it on one of them and say, you know, no, that's why I'm follically challenged or something. But whatever it is that is going on in our lives, Spirit always gives us the problem and the solution. And so we are offering you one of the mechanisms, and we're not saying that this is the only one. As a matter of fact, we know it's not the only one, but we are saying that it is a phenomenal one, and one that Mercedes has been using. Mercedes, how many years have you been involved in the ICLP work and doing this?
Okay, I started first in 1997 when a person did it to me, when I learned about my inner child and the connection that I did at that time. And I wanna just do a parenthesis here. And we need to understand what Jesus Christ said. Allow the children to come to me because the kingdom of heaven is belong to them. Our inner child is wounded. Okay, many of our is wounded, and if that inner child is wounded, she or he will not believe that she can enter the heaven. She will feel not good enough. And I just want you for a moment to close your eyes and call your inner child by its name, and find out where that little boy or that little girl is. Many times, if you do this simple exercise and say, where are you, Rita? Where are you, Robert? Show it to me. You will find that little boy or that little girl in a corner or crying. I remember when I started finding my inner child, I found her on the corner so mad, with such an anger. She had her fist like, you know, don't touch me. I am mad in a corner. I saw her many times there, and I remember I was doing a session, and I will feel inspired by Spirit to ask, where are you, Merceditas? And I will find her right there in that corner, and what I started doing was to call her and say, come on here, sweetie. We're not there anymore. We're not there anymore. And that can help you, okay? But I've been in with the inner child process since 1997, and then I started just doing it to friends, okay? Anyone that wanted to experience one of my sessions, I would do it. I never did this for money, never. And I always wanted just to help. And in 2004, I started teaching principles, metaphysical principles, new thought principles, to the community, and then people start asking me for advice, and I was hesitating to do that inner child process, the love process, and but I started doing it, and they will get out of their problem faster. And as the more I did it, the more I gained knowledge, and spirit was guiding me, intuition was expanding, and I was having more and more connections. And it was so amazing, because I went to Mexico to give a conference, and then a psychologist opened up her office, and she said, Mercedes, would you allow me to be in the sessions? And I say, please do. And she allowed all her clients that wanted to have a session with me, they came to have it. And she was acknowledging what I was doing. And then she reported to me that many of her clients got a very good understanding why they were going through what they were going. And many of them healed some of the stuff that she was working with them for so long, because we went to the root. We went exactly to the root. And I remember I don't know if I shared this with you, but she was a very wealthy woman, and she said, Mercedes, I'm coming to you because I cannot relax going into a vacation, and I don't know why. I can go to the most exotic vacation, and I do that to my kids, but I can't do it to myself. And then we realized that when she was 13, her dad had a huge business. But every time that he came home, he will say, how I wish a vacation, but I don't have time. I can't leave my job. And that programmed that little girl to think that you have to work all the time and you cannot have a vacation. And then we talked to that inner child of her, and for what I heard, she went to a vacation after that. And it's not that it happened when you know why and you have the techniques to work with your inner child, the process is faster. But it's to love that inner child, to make her understand that what she or he assumed at that time was not true. And then as an adult, you start teaching that inner child of you. Then I've been in this, brothers, in 2004. It's been my math right now. It's almost 12 years. This year, yes.
Absolutely. And it is phenomenal, and the sky is the limit for you. Now, Mercedes, when you work with people, are you just working with them for one session, or is it two sessions, or sessions do you have to sometimes have with people in order to get them to that point? And the follow-up to that, do you have some methodology so they can kind of continue to oil the wheel? You know, we have to have a checkup from the neck up. Yes, please.
I always recommend 4 sessions with me, one after every week, and then one every month. Is like in total is 9 sessions, okay? But the first month, I always tell people, come every week, or let's do it at Skype every week, because in a month, you reprogram and you let go of all habits, okay? The ones that are hurting you the most, okay? You can change a lot of those things. And then once every month, because the subconscious mind many times loves to go back to the same old stuff. And if you have a coach that can guide you and we can work with your inner child, you get better and better and better. I work with so many people, and there is so many people that come to just one session and then they don't come back till the next year or in 6 months later, because I don't want people to come if they don't want. But the majority of people come the way I tell them. Many times they are just finishing one session and they say, Mercedes, when can we have the next one? And those are the people that I ask God to send me. I don't many times I don't share with others that I do these sessions. I don't, advertise this, because
right.
I asked God to send me the right and perfect people. And I said, God, you know the people that need this and they are ready for this session. And God is such a good advertiser. He always sent me the right and perfect people. And because this is so personal that you wanted to do it, you know. And right now I have a 12-year-old boy that is coming to my practice, and I am having such a great time with him because he is such a old soul, and he had many things happened to him in these 12 years, and he is understanding. And I said, oh my God, you imagine how his life is going to transform because he's understanding these principles at that young age. And but like you were saying, there is no age. I recommend 9 of these sessions, 4 at the first month, and then 1 up to 6 months. In 6 months, you are going to be empowered to conquer everything you want. I have one girl that she came with me, and she overcame so many things in her life, and now one of her dreams was to move to California and work in one of the biggest company for design, and she is there already working in that company.
Wow.
It was beautiful, and there was no way, brother, that she will be able to do that. But because she believed in herself, she healed her inner child, she conquered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that I really love about you is, and when I was in the traditional church, we would always say, to God be the glory, and you are always and forever giving Spirit the glory, and recognizing that it is not you, but it is the Spirit within you that doeth these things, and therefore, whenever it is that we allow, when we speak to people from that perspective, we are speaking to them, but God is speaking through us to them. And so I know, because I know who it is that you are, that is your process. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are on the line with us and you would like to ask a question of Mercedes or make a comment, please press 1. And we will bring you into the fold, and you may ask your question. If you are online through the website, then you may type in your question, and we would be happy to share that and get it answered in that way as well. We have about 6 minutes left. Time passes when you're having fun, Mercedes, and our time is always too short. And I always say to you, you must promise me that you'll come back again and soon. And of course, you always do. It's just that catching up with you is the biggest challenge that I have. So I know that you are doing a wonderful work all over the world, and we are pleased and excited to support you in that effort. Let me ask you all to stand by for just a moment. I do want to make everyone aware that this is the No Show. We are part of the RBR Family Network, and we have a plethora of phenomenal programs and shows and people that are doing wonderful things, just like the No Show does. So please come back again and again and again. Just go up online and take a look at some of the things that we are offering. And every Wednesday evening, you know that you can come back here to the No Show. Next week, we are also excited, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, that we are going to be talking about tapping our way into a place and a space of love and peace and joy, understanding and contentment. And this is just another tool to use that Spirit has shared and will allow this phenomenal lady, Laura Cullen, Miss Laura, out of New Jersey area to share with you for the next hour next week. So please come back again, tell your friends all about it. You may go up on our website, www.blocktalkradio.com/Renford, and then look for the No Show, and you may pull this program down and listen to it again and again and again. Excuse me. So you can carry us with you wherever it is that you are, on your mobile devices or on your laptops or on your computer, and hear this information again and again so that it then sinks in and you are able to do the things that you really want to do. Mercedes, let me again ask you to share with us one of the other stories, one of the other opportunities where someone was helped by your services, a short story. We've got about 3 minutes left. Tell us again how someone was helped by using your technique of inner child love process in order to overcome a challenge.
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I
can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, very good. Well, one of the amazing stories is about couples. Many times I have had
Mercedes,
Mercedes,
are you on a speakerphone now? Because I'm getting feedback or something.
Let me do it this way. Okay. Almost time. Okay. Infidelity. I have had a couple that he was unfaithful to her, and she was suffering, but then he was very, he felt bad, and he wanted her to forgive her, but then we went into his inner child and her inner child, and there was a lot of infidelity on both sides. And then when they realized what had happened, I told them that this cycle needed to stop. We did some sessions, and now they are very happy together, and they are expecting a child. And this can be, infidelity can be healed through the inner child. Weight loss, too. Many people are very overweight, and because when they were a child, they needed a space in their life. And this is still running their subconscious mind, and they do a lot of diets and stuff like that. But then I have had sessions with people, and they have lost their weight, not because I told them what to eat or not to eat. They know how to do that, but we heal their inner child. That's another way of healing, too.
Let's park with that infidelity piece for a moment, because a lot of people are deeply crushed and hurt by that type of experience without realizing that person that did that was hurting also, not necessarily because of their loved one or of their partner, but they were hurting from something else, and that's what pushed them to do something. And then what it is a cry for help. So, yeah, share with us a little bit more about that.
What happened is that when a man many times do or this type of infidelity, what they're doing is trying to heal what happened to their dad or their mom. And the subconscious mind doesn't know. And they have to do this in order to heal. That's a very interesting perspective, brother. Someone will say, yeah, right. But it's true. Many times we do this type of stuff. I mean, not me, but other people, they do this type of thing because they live it when they were a young child. And they have to heal their parents. Unconsciously, they're trying to heal their mother. They're trying to heal their father. And if you heal your inner child, you will be able to heal your present life. That's one thing that I know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. Well, my dear, we have come to the end of our time together for this phase. We will come together again shortly. I'm going to invite you back next month for part two. Time is always running away from us, but I am so thankful that you decided to stop by here and spend some time with us. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest for the last hour has been Mercedes Guzman out of Atlanta, Georgia, there at Hillside Chapel with Reverend Dr. Barbara King, who is one of my dear friends. Mercedes, I thank you so much. I love you, and I know that you will continue to do wonderful things in wonderful ways, and we will continue to work together and to bring this information to those who are hurting so that they can know that all is well. Thank you so much. I love you, Mercedes. Take good care. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you all the folks that called in and both those that were online with us. Again, you may go up online and pull this information down under the link that we sent you. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Until next week, we'll see you then. God bless. Thank you. God bless. Thank you, Mercedes.